Must be an on button somewhere.
It's time for a cup of tech gumbo.
That sounds good. I'll have that.
Haggai Davis talks technology news using language even Brian can understand.
You just don't get it.
I don't have your head for science, so I'm not going to be able to help much.
For a full serving, check out Tech Gumbo, presented by Cardinal Capital and General Informatics, Saturday and Sunday at 4.
We got 30 years worth of files right here in this computer that are going to bring you down.
A cup of Tech Gumbo on Talk 107.3.
I'm sorry, wrong password. Come on.
Yeah, it's time for Cup of Tech Gumbo. Welcome into the house, Haggai Davis. What's up, man?
Oh, I'm just so excited to see you and the family get the hell out of town.
Yeah, we're going to be scooching for a week or so. So, first of all, in advance, thank you. You'll be filling in next Friday.
Oh, yeah.
I do appreciate that. And, yeah, it's the show is going to be a different vibe today for sure. It's, yeah.
Checked out mode, I believe is what this is called.
In school, they used to call it senioritis. It was that you know, that week in between final exams and graduation where you did nothing, but you just had to show up.
Actually, I thought it was started somewhere in early April with senioritis.
Well, depending what you might have had a better GPA than me because I couldn't coast into the finals.
Yeah.
Especially in Deacon Grant's calculus. So, especially in calculus class.
Yes.
Anyway. We got a lot to cover in Cup of Tech Gumbo today. Now, that being said, I'm not coasting into my vacation. We're going to knock out a bunch of topics. House Speaker Clay Schexnider is going to be by next hour because there will be a special legislative session, or at least that's what I'm told to this point. He will be here. I'm told there will be a special session. Okay. So we got a lot to do. So
all right,
let's dive in.
Yep.
What is harder, canceling a timeshare or canceling a digital subscription?
Trick question, because it's impossible to do both. it's just, so the question of the week on the show, and each week we take a listener question. They come to our website, techgumbo.net, and they submit a question. If they submit a question, we give them a Tech Gumbo mug for free. The question this week was, why is it so hard to cancel a digital subscription? And started looking into it, and I've tried a couple of times and never really paid attention to the fact that when you hit cancel or whatever, it never really stops.
Right.
There's a certain pharmacy here in town that's a national chain that starts with a big swirling W that no matter how many times.
After the W is the name of a popular R&B singer from the 70s?
Yes. And so if you try and cancel that subscription because you get 10 emails a day from them,
yeah,
you can't. It just never goes away.
To be fair to them, though, one of the best rewards programs out there.
Oh,
love it. I get more free dollars out of it. That's why I'm looking forward to the Matherns Rewards program, because it's based very similarly off of Al Green's.
God, I love that. That's boy, you are on your mark today. That is just,
thank you. All right.
You really are. You know, you talk about, you know, your references needing to be more current, but you're an old guy who likes old references of pop culture like that.
I do.
That's awesome.
I do. I just need to keep up with the audience. That's all. All right. But back to canceling the digital subscription.
It's in the best interest of these companies not to actually cancel you, not to cancel the subscription, because they want to keep scraping your data.
Yes.
This goes all the way back to all of the data privacy things we've ever talked about in all the years of doing the show. When you say, yes, I want this account, your terms and conditions are usually giving them permission to start scraping data and build information about you.
Right.
And Amazon is one of the biggest ones out there as far as scraping data and collecting all this information about you. And you try and cancel an Amazon account, good luck. You got a better chance of getting rid of that timeshare than getting rid of an Amazon account. But the FTC is trying now, they're making this big push to change business in the United States so that if you want to cancel something, it's a one button click and it actually does delete the account.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I think it's kind of a fool's errand, because they can sit there. How many times have you ever tried to discontinue or cancel an account oh, it's going to take 3 days for it to get out of our system. Please excuse any of the...
Right, yeah, totally.
It's... Really? It's going to take 3 days for you to delete an email string?
Well, I mean, they're still dealing with the Pony Express over there, so, yeah.
Smoke signals and carrier pigeons are still delivering things to you. And so it's just crazy that you really think you're going to get... They're going to let go of you. You're too valuable. Your information that they're collecting about you is too valuable to let go of.
Right, right. So here's the follow-up question I have for you, though. When you have a digital subscription to something, if you're not paying for it, the only way you really know is by getting emails from them.
True.
So why wouldn't... Okay, so if it's something you're not paying for, but they are getting your data so there's value from you, if it's something you're not paying for, why not just... Why, if I'm the company and I want to keep scraping data, I should just stop emailing you?
Well, because the marketing department has to get paid for something.
That's true, too. I hear you. No, that does make sense. That does make sense in that the marketing department can't outwardly market unless they have a base of people to.
And I hate to be cynical that way, but it's kind of the reality.
Yeah, bees with the bees.
Yeah.
That's 100% on. So we've seen in other places where the data privacy is a little more established than it is here.
European Union specifically, yeah. With the GDPR, yes.
Yes. So modeling us after them has been slippery. It's
also a fool's errand.
Ungraspable.
Yes.
Yeah. Should we be continuing down that path, or is it time to just blaze our own trail and say, let's start from scratch?
So it's one of those things where how much control over your personal data privacy do you want? How much do you want? Because in the European Union, you can sit there and you can say, no, Facebook, you can collect no data on me. Amazon, you cannot. I'm going to tell you what you can and cannot do with my data.
Right.
And so if you opt out so they can collect nothing of your information, well, then the ads, you're still going to get ads, but it's going to be random ads. It's going to be more like watching broadcast TV as opposed to, oh, look, we know Haggai, he likes pickup trucks and things in South Louisiana, so we're going to show him ads about that, as opposed to,
they're going to watch sports. The way it came out was funny. Here's that guy. He likes pickup trucks and Lego blocks.
Yes. And so we're not going to show Haggai feminine hygiene products. This is a 60-year-old man who isn't into all, doesn't need all of that. So right. let's not show him those kind of ads.
Yeah.
Let's show him, other kind of stuff. And so if you opt out, if you don't want to see the random ads, if you really want to see ads that are more targeted for the things you're interested in, well, then your data privacy rights don't really... You have to weigh which one's more important.
What I would like is some input on my own data. Like,
absolutely.
If they're scraping all my data, can you give me a summary back to me of what I've actually been into that I might not have kept track of? Like, for example, my Outlook will send me a weekly recap of, here's all your interactions via email. Here's all your appointments. Here's all your time to actually concentrate on work. Here's your downtime.
Sure.
Here's where you're distracted and stuff. My Fitness Pal will do the same thing. Here's how many steps you took this week. How many stairs you climbed. I'd like to get that back from Amazon as well. We got a break. Got Haggai Davison for a cup of tech gumbo. A couple more minutes before ABC News at the top of the hour. Then hour two will be headed your way next. Let's dive back in where we were, Haggai. Because we were leading up to a really good point that I was unaware of. I was asking you about if my data is being scraped, if the internet is learning about me, I would like to know what they've learned. The same way that I get a weekly update from Outlook, a weekly update from my Fitbit, I would like to know, hey, you searched for this, and this for this many times. You stayed on these websites for this length of time. I would like a little synopsis.
So you can go to Facebook, you can go to Amazon, you can go to all these different sites, and you can go to Google and have drilled down, and it's quite a detailed process to get through, but you can go and pull the summaries of your data,
yeah,
of what they're collecting on you. And I tried and I got a good bit of it. This was probably 2 years ago. I think this was back during COVID the first time we brought this up on the show. And it's amazing how much information they keep. Like Facebook, and we've talked about it before, Facebook has 84 categories of information right. that they collect about you.
Yeah.
And then each category has 5 to 10 questions inside each category. And so when you start pulling those that information, and you have to go to Facebook.com and go into the, I don't even remember where it is now, but it's you can get it. It's not easy.
Right. Well, okay. It's also not like one big aggregate number. Like, because your Facebook data and your Amazon data and your Google data, that it should all be different data. Like, because I watch on YouTube is not the same as what I watch on Facebook.
It's going to be mostly the same because it's looking at everything you do. It's not just what you do on Facebook.
Yeah.
Facebook is looking at everything you do on your computer, every website you go to on your computer, every Word document, Excel spreadsheet, anything.
So I only need one outlet for that then.
They're all going to be relatively similar.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think a lot of us would be surprised just how much time we spend on certain things that we probably say we don't like.
Absolutely.
But we're committed to it. We can't look away like a moth to the flame.
Yes.
We can't get away from it. So.
And the same thing is on your phone, because if your phone is tied back to your, if your Facebook account on your computer is also on your phone,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be pulling the same information from your phone as is from your computer.
So. Yeah. Yeah. And it's such a fight to get like away from trends and habits and whatnot, just to keep it fresh. All right, we got some news items to cover as well. Bayou Teche is an epicenter of America's lead cable problem. Southern Louisiana, a prime example of how old phone cables are contaminating soil and water across the U.S., according to a journal investigation. This is an equal parts alarming and sad story.
It really is. Bayou Teche, which runs, across South Louisiana through New Iberia, Franklin, almost down to Morgan City, and it's just a beautiful little bayou. But back in the 1930s and 40s, Southern Bell, the phone company, working with the Corps of Engineers, they were running phone wire across the Louisiana, mm-hmm. and a lot of this wire was going through Bayou Teche, underneath Bayou Teche, and it's this old wire was it's copper wire, but it was wrapped up in lead, and then wrapped in rubber to protect it. Well, the rubber is long since gone, and so now you've got all these lead exposures in the water. And it's not like The Simpsons where the fish have three eyes and look funny.
Right. No.
Not that bad, but it nonetheless does have lead in the water now. And Bayou Teche is not a very deep body of water, so you can't have that kind of exposure to the elements. And
right.
And AT&T, which bought the Bells and now owns it, has said, safety is our number one concern, but there's no laws and regulations that we got to do anything about it. And so AT&T, this is a Wall Street Journal article, by the way.
Yeah.
This was a big-time Wall Street Journal article. And so I got to believe, I hope that AT&T will go, oh, wow, the Wall Street Journal called us out on this. We've got to do something because – there's in New Iberia in particular, there's one little spot by one of the trains, one of the bridges that crossed Bayou Teche, where there's just cable sticking straight up on the bank, and it the exposure is just horrible.
And Bayou Teche it's in an area of Louisiana where it's not the only bayou around.
Oh, God,
is there
no.
concern that this would spill over to, like, I mean, Bayou Chen's not too far to the east of there? I mean, you're talking about being, what, just not too far from the Atchafalaya Basin either.
Well, Bayou Teche goes right across the Calumet Cut, which goes yeah. straight out into the Gulf. It empties into the Atchafalaya. It goes Bayou Vermilion. They all intersect at one point or another. There's a lot of bayous, and it runs parallel to the Atchafalaya Swamp.
Right.
So I mean, yes, there is a lot of exposure out there, and it's not to say that this cable this equipment that was put in back in the 30s and 40s is only exposed in Bayou Teche. It's just they can see it the easiest in Bayou Teche in New Iberia because it's sticking up out of the ground. You got to realize this cable is going all across South Louisiana.
Right. What else on the show this week?
So we're going to talk about that. We're going to get into a whole lot of fun things. One caught me off guard with that one. It's going to be a fun show. It always
Mark
is.
Mark Zuckerberg getting back into China.
Oh, yeah, Twitter. We're going to spend a lot of time more about Twitter and Threads and the comparisons. And
I tell you, full weekend, Threads.
The fact that Twitter is off 11% of traffic in a week.
Yeah.
Threads
is getting a look-in audience that they're doing absolutely nothing with.
Oh, yeah.
Give it another week and watch it stabilize a little bit. Maybe a month. I don't know. The Elon hate might be enough to keep people away a month.
It's the advertisers that are leaving. That's what's going to hurt the most.
I don't think they're going to land on Threads.
Yeah, they will. Hmm. It's a safe place.
We need to make a bet on this during the break because we're out of time on the air. He's Haggai Davis. You can catch a full serving of Tech Gumbo Saturday and Sunday at 4 right here on Talk 107.3 FM.